this was no place for marching bands, pep rallies, or cheerleaders. 54 teams, each composed of two students, met on the dark waters of Lake Winnipesaukee. Under threatening skies, Campbell High School junior Connor Perry seems ready.
I got a spinning rod set up. I'm going to be fishing mostly spinners. My other teammates are going to be fishing some worms, so we'll see what works out today. Got to see what they want.
The vessels, ranging from sleek 18-footers on down to clunky lobster boats, are operated by adults. Some teachers, others volunteers, like Steve Cloutier of Litchfield.
See what the kids can do. I know I'll have fun even if they don't catch anything, but I'm hoping to put some fish on the boat for them.
This is the first high school bass fishing championship in New Hampshire. Right now, only three other states recognize the sport: Illinois, Kentucky, and Missouri. Pat Corbin expects that to change soon.
It was overwhelmingly the most enthusiastic response to anything that we've offered that I can recall.
Corbin is executive director of the New Hampshire Interscholastic Athletic Association. He admits that fishing may not require the same physical commitment as, say, football or field hockey, but he sees the sport as an investment in the students.
We're focused on trying to find lifelong sports to promote for youngsters. Hopefully we'll have a generation of future anglers that, you know, will be able to take advantage of the many natural resources in New Hampshire.
This may be the first tournament, but this isn't the first generation of students to take to the waters. John Barry teaches social studies at Pinkerton Academy in Derry, and in 1980, he coached the fishing club.
Started out with about four or five kids so I could find out the best fishing spots around here, and we would share fishing spots, and ended up we had like 60 kids.
Today, Pinkerton fielded four athletes, including Elizabeth Preble. In a Pinkerton red polo shirt, she was one of just two girls in the co-ed tournament.
I'm pretty sure we beat some of the guys, so it doesn't matter if you're a girl or a guy. It's who's catching the fish.
Preble says she reeled in a few nice smallmouths. No lunkers today, but still better than chemistry class.
Oh, I loved it. All my friends are texting me saying that they had a test, and I was like, oh, I'm out on the water. Bye!
7.97.
Competitors spent 6 hours out on the water, then local fishing clubs and state fish and game officials worked a weigh-in station. The four biggest fish per team hit the scales before being released back into the lake.
Nice. Nice job, Sonny Pete.
Bragging rights this year go to Exeter High School, who edged Moultonboro Academy for the heaviest bag. They'll hoist a trophy. Everyone else will just have to tell tales about the big one that got away. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.